Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! It's going down!
Y'all know what time it is.
Look on! Three things, my young!
My be young!
What the world been waiting on, man? Going down!
Hey.
We don't like to know how we
play!
Just heard some of that Little John and some of that Eastside Boys Act a Fool. Yes, right here on the Miss Chocolate Show. We are live. And we're going to have a special guest today. Herman Hitzman will be live with me today. So I hope y'all are tuning in and y'all enjoying the music, because it's going down like that right here on the Miss Chocolate Show. So we're going to make sure that everyone is enjoying their day. Oh, and speaking of the legendary Hitzman himself, Herman, how you doing? Hello, can you hear me?
I'm doing just great.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, you sound good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm proud to be talking to you, sister.
Thank you. Proud of talking to you too. Yeah, so much going on. going on out here. So how you been doing? I see you've been doing a lot of movement and everything, taking care, you know, with your business.
I've been doing two things. I've been doing with music makers, and you know, I have an album coming out. Produced by music maker in Bruce Watson out of Memphis, Tennessee. And it's coming out in the fall, the last of August, right at the 1st of September. And that'll be coming out. It's called Let the God Sing. And I've been moving about, you know what I'm saying, on certain areas. I did a great concert, and I did part of that album also that's coming out, you know, with the guys. I did it in North Carolina. And
okay, what part of North Carolina? What part of North Carolina?
Let me see a funny little name. Ciroc or something. Ciroc or something.
Rocky Mountain?
It's outside of... No. I can never think of that name. It's outside of Rocky.
Oh, okay.
It's outside of... It's a small town area, but it's a big concert. And
oh,
that was my
okay.
first time hearing the name of it, you know, in my life. And when I got there, man, you know, the people everywhere, and they really enjoyed it. It was put on by Bruce Watson and a music makers. And that was great. And I have some more things coming up. Hopefully, I'll be going back to Australia pretty soon. They're working on that now.
Okay.
So, I'm kind of busy,
huh?
Yeah, right now I'm just concentrating and playing the guitar and still writing on the book I've been writing for 100 years. I got so much stuff in it, I got to figure out what I should leave in or what I should take out.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Well, we're gonna play a couple of your songs as well, then we're gonna come back and talk a little bit more about your history. Because a lot of people don't know that you've been in the business for a good long time, and you've been so you've been around for a long time. You've been back there with James Brown. You did shows with James Brown and the legend. So we definitely gonna
come back
on that. We got to talk about all that good stuff, and we're gonna introduce one of these songs right now, and then we're gonna come back. Which one you want to play? We have I Should Have Been Home.
God dig it. I
Should Have Been Home. Can't keep a good man down and a woman stealer.
Good. That's
okay. So
let's go with the woman's
The Woman Stealer. What happened with The Woman Stealer? What made you come up with this song?
Well,
somebody stole your wife.
Of course, that's the way it goes. So many of us, you understand, stop paying attention, you understand, to our mate, you know, and we go out, you know, and we think everything all right, and you know, we trust everybody. We tell them, hey, man, if I'm not home, you know, my wife will let you in, blah, 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 other people behind you, you understand, and most of the time, we stay out. We stay out thinking we got everything good. We hang out all night with the boys that we tell our wife or whatever we do. And we come in, and one day she done told you she going to leave, but we don't pay attention. We don't believe. And we get home, and everything is gone. Now we're in trouble. Yeah, you understand? We found out that when she left a note saying, yeah, you thought you was all of that, but you ain't where it's at. And so, you know, that's when I said, boy, I should have been home.
Oh, Lord.
So, and yeah, that brought about the Woman Stealer, you see? That brought about the Woman Stealer, a song that Joe Tex really wrote, but him and I traveled from country to country, and we would be kicking around a whole lot of songs. And that was one him and I would you mess around with, talking everybody take. We talk about James Brown got his woman and all that stuff there. And so and he said, hey, man, this is a good song for you to record. Oh, but I had really stopped thinking about it until this son, Lil Joe Tex, he came to me. He said, he called me Uncle. He said, Uncle Herman, he said, unless you and I do a song by Dad. And I said, okay, cool. And he said, which one you'd rather do? And before I could say anything, he said, what you think about these songs, blah, blah, blah. And he mentioned Woman Stealer. And I said, that's the one. And that the epidemic came in, and, you know, we got separated. I said, well, I just go in and do it myself. It's basically the same song, but Herman Henson is putting it mine. So I love Joe, and thank you, Joe, for your wisdom and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, him and James Brown, I had to go from him to James Brown. He sent me a message to James Brown, but James sent me back to one him. So, but those guys made me an entertainer. Yeah, they made me an entertainer.
Cool beans. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more because there's other stuff that you have not told us yet. So we're going to come back to that. And we're going to play, what's the name of the song again?
Woman Stealer.
Woman Stealer. Y'all women stealers out here stealing people, women and stuff. Y'all need to stay. But you can't blame the women all the time. You say what?
No, you can't.
You can't do that.
You understand? We the ones
that hard. You said y'all the ones
that
what?
We most of the ones, you understand, caused the fire. You understand that? You know, to explode, you understand, by thinking, you know, being selfish, right? You know, we can do this. I'm not worried, but I got everything straight. You know, all kind of a negative point in our mind, and we stay out too long. We come back, somebody got our woman and gone. And then we say, man, I wish I'd have kept my butt home. I should have come home, you see? So loneliness is a drag. If you stay gone, somebody got in gone. That's Sam Cooke and Bubba Woodman.
All right. Now, y'all done heard it right here from the man himself. That is a man with knowledge. Now, he's telling all you young men now, keep your butt home. You got you a good woman. Because somebody else going to appreciate her when you not. If you don't appreciate her, somebody else will.
Yeah. All right. Here, you know, Yeah, the thing is, you can be with somebody, you understand, for a number of time, and you done been together over and over and over. And then sometime a relationship begin to be like a hamburger with no lettuce in the mail. You see what I mean? But somebody else out there looking at it look like a T-bone steak. So we have to understand we should have been home and we need to come home. And sometimes we'll protect flowers we growing, keep all the worms away and all that stuff and don't pay attention to our women. So that was the song right there. Yeah, you there?
Man, I'm getting tired of these women stealer, man, coming around cheating your women. You came to go to work, you come home, you got your woman and gone.
The next time I go to work, baby, I'm taking my woman on the job with me. The next time I go to work, I'm taking my woman on the job with me. You better believe that. Cause they got no women stealers out there. They trying to steal every man, woman they need.
I ain't lying about that.
Always the one can't find a woman of his own. Better believe that. There's always that creeping around man who can't find a woman of his own. But he'll come around and fetch the money in front of your woman. Yeah, if she ain't used the money, you have him gone. Goodbye, bye, baby. Yeah. I tell you what, I called some of my friends. We got to make a stand. We all came together. And we got down and made this plan. The next time we catch you sneaking around, buddy, we're gonna put something on your head. I'm gonna tell you the truth, man. We ain't gonna call the police when we get to beat your head. I swear to you, boy, you don't wish you were dead. You better believe it now. Yeah, yeah. The next time I go to work, baby, I think I better take my woman on the job with me. Yeah. Ow! Ow! The next time I go to work, baby, woo, I think I better take my woman on the job with me. You better believe it. Cause they got no women stealing out there. Ow! They robbing! They stealing! They hijacking, they kidnapping every man, woman they meet, yeah. Can't go to the back of the man.
All right. Not carjacking. They jacking everyone they meet. You got to put your woman in your bag. This is for all the men that got good women at home and ain't appreciating their women. So,
that's right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you have
yeah,
a...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a natural fact right there. You understand? That's how we make mistakes. You know, we misjudge everything, and we think we can keep ego away. You know, we think we the best and all this kind of stuff here. And You understand? We just lose it by not paying attention. You see, because if you don't take care of your garden, well, the fruit won't be no good. The worms gonna eat it up. If you don't take care of your woman, that's your other half. She's female, and I'm male. That's the same thing. See, and we men, and we are men. It's the same thing. That's why I take two, but we have to really understand each other. Yeah. And we have to stop getting these voices because, you know what I'm saying, somebody said Joe and Al Capone or somebody saw somebody around the corner there. You see what I mean? You done been together 5, 10, 20 years and all this stuff, and then you want to break up. Start over again. And don't even worry about the people you're hurting, you know, your children and all this stuff and everybody like that. But and then we lose our family. And then after a while, I remember coming up around the 50s, you couldn't go to no black people's house and there wasn't a father and a mother there. You see what I mean? Now, mm-hmm. You know, the one family thing, you know, the woman got to do all this stuff. You know, she's strong. She's the strongest person, a human being I can think of, you know, at walking on earth. You know, she keeps us in shape. You know what I mean? They're talking about they took the rib from the man and made the woman. That's what they call a woman. It wasn't no natural thing. It didn't happen like that. But that's what we call a woman, the rib of man. You see, she clothes us in and keep us in check. You see, that's our other half. So, but one parent really can't raise our children properly. We're going to grow up anyway. You see what I mean? But you need both parents. Yeah, but they both have to understand what parents mean. You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, those women stealers out there. They got men stealers out there too now.
They got some men stealers out here. These little young tenderoni females out here up here breaking up half the home.
You better believe it, girl.
Got these little young things out here about 25 years old. About wild book wild. Now,
I'm glad you like my song, dear sister.
Oh, definitely. This is like, this is the beginning of music. Your music, Jesse, you know, from James Brown, and you got James and all these different, you know, Charles, all that stuff. Yeah, all these different, all these different types of music that really started off from y'all. Like, all this music really started from y'all generation. So, the new generation has a lot to be thanking y'all for, because it wasn't for you, it wasn't for James Brown, if it wasn't for Michael Jackson and all these people that took a stand and had to fight to get their name done, or had to fight for, you know, y'all are the beginning of the music. So I definitely know that.
We came from some great, I'm talking about, and I couldn't believe these people inspired me when I was coming up from the 40s. Man, and looking at these guys with do-rags on and hair, you understand, a process, and walking down the street with these guitars with piece of wire tied around their neck with the harmonica in their mouth and playing all this music. It took me until I was about seven years old before I heard black music. You see? And then I started, because I was in deep Georgia. I was in the cotton field about when I was about 1.5 or 2 years old. Because everybody in the house that wasn't a plantation, but it was a farm. It was great. The whole family was there, really. But everybody had to leave to go to the fields and work. So if your mother don't have no one to keep the child, why you going? You got to take them to the field with you. So, and all that. And so there was nothing that we could hear. Wasn't no television. There was nothing we could hear on radio but country. And I still love country. In fact, I love all music. And, I learned all this, but the gospel was there.
Yeah.
And so when I got to Jacksonville, Florida, that's when I started hearing these guys. I said, wow, man. I started hearing people like Muddy Waters. When I got to Atlanta, all these people that I heard that I wanted to meet and wanted to learn that. And there I was in 63, my first recording, and it was a smash hit, and I didn't even know it was being played. But I found out when I went to Augusta. When I went to Augusta the first time, the song was, my first song was Been So Long. And the flip side was Georgia Grind. And Georgia Grind was similar to a shop thing. And that's the one took Augusta in that old places around like that. And that was when me and James really became friends. Well, that's when we really met for the first time. We had he let me in one time in Jacksonville, Florida. I was too young to go in them clubs, but I wanted to be an entertainer. And every time they turn me around, I go back. I was too young. I eased in with the band members. And this time they wouldn't let me in. And by chance, James walked by. And he saw me out there. He had saw me before. And he asked me my name. And I said, Herman, I'm a singer. I play guitar, blah, blah. And he said, let him in. You know, don't stop him no more. And that's when we began to be friends. But when that record came out, he said, look, I'm going to hit you. They were one James Brown, because many people thought that was James Brown record. So that's the way that was. And that was when that recording, this guy, Arthur Conley.
So you telling me James Brown told you there's only one James Brown because you were hot like him?
Yeah, because my song was burning up. I was burning up there. And James would come by in that old truck with that straw hat on and overalls. Herman Hitchens, ain't one James Brown, brother.
Yeah, you sound just like him.
I sure miss those guys, though, him and Joe Tex. And then, you know what I'm saying, myself and Jimi Hendrix, my first time meeting him was in Macon. And I didn't really know nothing about it. Ain't nobody calling no Jimi Hendrix anyway. It was James Marshall. And so we were down there. We were looking at the guy that Otis Redding came out of, Johnny Jenkins. The band Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Stoppers. And this guitarist, boy, he was so flamboyant. He would do flips and all this stuff, man. He could get top behind his head and everything. And that's when I first saw Jimmy. And the next time I saw him, we was in New York. And I was with Atlantic Records. And we was under the same management as Johnny Bradley. And he was recording about a whole lot of behind a whole lot of artists. And I would come in and I would record sometime I'd do it with the band, sometime the Ohio Players would have already put the tracks down, and I just put my voice on it, if I wanted to add a guitar or something, and that was that. And I wouldn't hang around all that long, but Jimmy would come to the studio with me all the time. And if there's a guitar there, he's going to pick it up. And so, you know, we started recording all these doggone songs, and you can find them not in the soul of me than them. But they put Jimi Hendrix's picture on the front of it, but all them songs were mine. And Jimmy didn't play no lead on that. Jimmy was a great guy, and he was my brother. And we starved together before. But one thing Jimmy always say, he said, Herman Hitchin, you and I gonna make it big. Well, God bless you, brother. Well, anyway, sister, it's a pleasure to talk to the people
yes.
that talk to you.
So we're going to definitely, okay, and I'm glad for you to call in, and we're going to play the rest of your music. So thank you for giving us some of your history and calling in. I know
yes.
you're a busy person.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, we're going to go ahead and play I Should Have Been Home by Should Have
Been Home.
Should Have Been Home, okay, right here on 107.3.
All right.
Man, I gotta get out of here. I gotta hurry and get home.
I'm sorry.
so, and you couldn't go in the restaurants. And one time we coming in, we coming from California, really. Excuse me. And we were coming through Alabama. And we got as far as Lynette, Alabama, and across the bridge there. And that was just this joint there, where, you know, wasn't none of the white people in there. And during that time, King Martin Tusi. And so, you know, we were cold and everything, man. We're going to stop here, and we going in the front. Because normally they'll make you go around to the side in the dark and send you your stuff out through a window. You don't know what to be spitting in and all this stuff. And so we going in the front this time. And, West Point. They were right there at West Point. Leaving Lynette, Alabama, and crossing the line to Georgia. That's where the joint was. And we went through the front door. I told the guys to watch the back. Time we went in, see, they always got these records. Usually we call them juke bunch or piccolos. You put your dime or your quarter in, and you pick the song you want. And they always got the nigger song in there. Yeah.
Oh,
he
wow.
Said, oh, nigger. And I told the guys, I said, man, don't pay attention to that, man. I said, watch these guys. And we sat right there on the counter. You see what I mean? And the girl, you know, she was kind of nervous. And she said, what y'all want? And we said, give us some coffee first. And they don't normally pass you no real cup, glass cup or nothing like that. Or no glass or no silverware. If you eat out of a spoon, they're going to throw it away. If you eat out of a plate, they're going to break it up. Yeah, you see what I mean? So this girl gave us real cups. And she was nervous. And then the manager came in, and you saw these guys standing up at these tables. I mean, big guys, too. And the record going on, niggas, coons. And I told the guys, I said, man, you better pay attention. All of a sudden, one of them hit the trumpet player. Bam. Then they'd go. And we got to struggling. And then I called the state patrol. State patrol coming up with the sticks and all this stuff. And the girl screaming, they didn't do nothing. And they wanted to beat us up real bad, but they took us to the Grange and put us in jail. You know, like we started this stuff. You know, I guess we did when we walked in, but and they let us out the next morning, and they told us they better not catch us in that area no more. So that's the way it was, if you just like yesterday, baby. Ain't too much change yet.
Yeah. Well. I'm glad
you
made it.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the road is long, baby. The road is long. And you understand, you got crooks on this side and crooks on that side. It's like you got snakes over there, alligators and all that through your life. People throwing blockades. You understand, to knock you down. You see what I mean? The people you call friends with a smile and you think the wrong thing that we are all right. But they can be your worst enemy. You see what I mean? Your worst enemy, because they're the one closer to you and they know, you know, where you put your key in your house, what time you're going to work, when you come back. And they're sitting around with you and your wife, and you ain't paying attention like you're all that, man. And before you know it, man, somebody got your wife and gone. Woman stealer.
Yeah.
Yeah, woman stealer. Yeah, dear sister, you know, that's a pleasure. You know, you're a beautiful lady. I told Charles when I first saw you, that's a man, that's a beautiful lady. And I love Charles, too.
Yeah.
I think about him a lot because he was a heck of a promotional man. Always clean with that big cigar. And he always loved my first song. Been So Long. He always loved that one.
Mr. Gear, he's a good person. Definitely that.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. He's a nice person. I was with Atlantic before him, see. I just had one record with Atlantic. And then me and Bobby Womack, we got with Minute Records. Him and I. And so I've been on four or five labels, man, and I had to start my own label in 69. That's when my first record, after I left Atlantic, a trouble came about and I didn't have that label no more. So I said I got to start my own label. And so my first song was You Can't Keep a Good Man Down. Or the one you playing now, that's the anniversary song of that first one. You see?
Okay.
And that was in 1969. And I say, man, you're not going to stop me. And I wrote this song, You Can't Keep a Good Man Down. And the other side was Ain't No Other Way. I didn't write that one. Grover Mitchell and that Almighty Hannibal wrote that one. So we recorded that. Part of the guys played with Brick and all other people. We were always playing together anyway. So that was my first label, Sweet Rose, with a yellow label. And that was in 69. And we had to go to Nashville, to get the records pressed up, get the labels, and get them packaged up and everything and pressed into 45s or albums. And we had record distributors then. Oh man, and they would distribute your record. You see what I mean? And those days, man, it's still the same days, but they got newer techniques and new crooks and all that stuff out here waiting on you.
Yeah,
new crooks. So the thing is, though, out of all the people you can look back, and you can't find them, you have to look at yourself. And you have to be thankful. How did you get through and you made it? You come through the same thing. But all my good old buddies that we were so close together and friends, all these guys gone almost. Gorgeous George, me and Gorgeous George are still here. But me and Jimmy Henry, Jimmy's gone. Oh, man, Joe Tex, James Brown, all these guys, you're close to them. And you look around, you can't find none of them anymore. So everybody you know is new people. So the older you get, I guess the lonelier you're going to get because you ain't have nobody to talk to, really, unless you talk about what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
What do you mean, young lady?
Yes, I appreciate you doing this interview. And we're going to go ahead and play the last song, Can't Hold a Good Man Down, right here by your man, himself, Mr. Henson himself, okay? I'm Henson. Hey, I really appreciate you calling in and doing this interview and also keeping up with me because I want to do a moment of silence for my uncle. Mitch Parker, everyone that knows Mitch Parker, he'd helped a lot of people in the music industry from clubs to you name it. So I want to do a silence of peace for just 1 second, just for my uncle Mitch Parker. Thank y'all, everyone. We are back, and my uncle's funeral is actually this Saturday, the 9th coming up this weekend, coming up, that'll be the 9th, and his view, for anyone who wants to do the viewing, his that will be on the 8th. So if y'all definitely follow Mr. Henson, he's definitely doing a lot of major things, and the only real chocolate, that is my major IG page, so y'all definitely can follow me there. Follow, make sure y'all go download Women Stealer, Can't Keep a Good Man Down, and you should have took your big head home. Okay, I had to get in there. But you should have took your butt home. You knew you had a good woman. You know you had a good man at home. You know they was good to you. You
yeah.
know that it's not too many good men or women out here. So you better hold on to the good one while you got one. Because there's a lot of fake snakes and bull crap people out here that you don't want
right.
to mingle with, okay?
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, right here, 107.3. Thank you. And we finna play Can't Keep a Good Man Down or Woman. Hey,
all
we
right.
coming up. We coming back up right here, 107.3.
Come again, honey. Telling them same lies. Go, my friend. Trying to turn the whole world against me, honey. After you stole all of my money. But listen, I'll be back on my feet one day. Get out of your life. I'm gonna walk away. Cause you do wrong, woman, I'm gonna put you down. They calling me the biggest fool in town. Listen, no matter what they say, I got that will. Gonna keep on pushing day by day. You can't keep a good man down. No. You can't keep me down. No matter how hard you try, you better listen to what I say, yeah. I know it's gonna be hard, yeah. Leaving you alone, make a brand new start, baby. But there's gonna be a brighter day somewhere, and all your heartaches and tears, they won't be there. Cause you can't keep a good man down. No matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you try, can't keep a good man down. No matter how hard you try, you can do it, and all you wanna get, you can't keep me down. You took all my money and left me outside when 20 degrees.
Here on 107.3 WMQP FM, and y'all make sure y'all go download, request on all your local stations that's in your city. If you are in Alabama, wherever you at, wherever you tuning in right now, download that song. Can't keep a good man or a good woman down. That's right. All right. Is there anything you want to say before we tap you out of here? Because I know you got things to do and places to be.
Yeah, I want to say I'm thankful that I met your Uncle Mitch Faulkner, and he was such a great guy. Actually, he was bigger than most people can imagine. He had that voice, and he was always there for me, and that's a fact. I can speak on that. He always was there. Anytime I asked him something or to play something, he always helped me. And I would always keep him in my prayers and my thoughts. You know, people like him and Charles Gere and many people, you know, that helped me along the way like that and helped so many people. You see, and I love them all. And now they are our ancestors. And we should support our ancestors more so than anything else.
Yeah.
And I love you. I love you, and thank you for inviting me on your show, and I'm proud. Thank you so much. And thank you to the people. I love you, and hopefully I'm hoping that you love my song and listen to me and listen to the words, and maybe we can start straightening up, especially you men. You better get our butt on.
But home now, stay faithful to that one woman, cause later, hey, this is a little eye of awakening, because these men be sitting here messing with all these different women, and then when they get in a big John or women too, when they get in a situation, they don't have that person to depend on, and don't get locked up. If you get locked up, gonna find out. You're really gonna find out who's there for you if you get
That's
locked
right.
up.
That's right. Get locked
okay,
up. Yeah,
so
get sick. You're sick.
That is the big eye awakening. Who is really there for you when you need them? And if
That's
you
right.
turn your back on that person when you needed them and they was good for you, that's your loss, because you should have been faithful to that person that was there for you in the beginning and the end at that.
We
up here schooling these people out here.
Yeah, that's right. See, the thing is, we have to know the difference, and everybody gets to this. We have to know the difference between our wants and our needs. You see, we need the woman that's there for us. But when Satan may walk by us, man, hoochie mama, we say, damn, look at that. Wow. But that's a want. You see what I mean? You can't leave your needs for the want, but we all get to that. And
mm-hmm.
you understand? And but we have to grow and pay attention. And we have to deal with our needs, and it's always a wall. There's always a wall between us, you know, a negative and a positive, in our wants and our needs. You see what I mean? We can have a problem with our teeth falling out, but we still want to eat candy. You see? When we need to leave it alone and straighten up, you know, and get better. But it's the want. That really messed us up, and it did me. And I've felt in that whole many times in my life. That's why I can live to talk about it. And if you read me, I'm a library on it. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate you, Herman, for definitely reaching out to me and everything. And most definitely, I would definitely be keeping you in a lot of rotation of my station, so no problem.
Yeah,
and anytime you want to, go ahead.
Yeah.
What you were saying?
No, I was saying I love you. I'm saying I love you. I love you for that. And you're so precious. You're such a nice person. And you can be real comfortable. But you can't be, it's hard to be liked around some people. But some people, you understand, it's easy to be among. You know what I mean? You can relax and you can see the joy in the body language of the people. You know, many times we think we can lie, we can tell a lie. That's the only way to prove that you're right. But it's your body language that's going to tell the story. Yeah, you see? And so I'm so proud to be on your show, Chocolate, and you're always such a precious woman and always on the ball. You don't let up. And I'm proud to know you for that. All right.
Thank you. And I'm proud to get to know you, too. I mean, thanks for being an honor to be around a legend, being around all the legends, yes, of all the legends. Mm-hmm. And you are a great legend. So definitely got to keep you going and keep your name alive, because you are still, representing the rest of the legends that's not here. So definitely, that's got to, keep going forth. You got to keep going forth because you are representing the legacies. And they definitely looking at you right now like, hey, that's our boy right there. That's it. I know.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I'm walking on my ancestors. Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, I love you guys. And I don't know why I was blessed to be among these people. And before you knew it, I was 19 years old. And these guys would come into my dressing room. And I couldn't believe it to save my life. And there we were. And they raised me. And they hurt my feelings many times. Yeah, but they made me understand the people that's looking at me and I'm looking at them. And understand how to keep your balance on stage. And don't let the audience take advantage first. Get the audience when you hit the stage. Capture the audience first, because the audience will run you out of there. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And so during those times on them tours, I'm a little rookie, and they would bring me on first, see, the ones that come on first, you're in the auditorium, and the doors open at 8 and 9. Don't nobody really know you. But you got Jagger Wilson, Otis Redding, and all them on the show. People don't even know you. Now, here you are. Your job is to go out and bring the people to get the people ready for the next artist. That means warm the people up. Make the people stand up and clap. Ready for the next artist. And you go on at 8 o'clock and ain't nobody in the audience. You see what I mean? The door is just over. But then the people come in and you got to bring them from a cold climate and they don't even know nothing about you. They want to see Jagger Wilson. And so you understand, they raised me up real good like that. And sometime I come off stage and the people clapping, blah, 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 blah. And I come around with my chest all blown out by a Jackie, I don't matter, you know what I mean? They look at you, they say, man, you thought you did something, you didn't do nothing. You understand, they hurt your feelings, but they make you straighten up. You know what I mean? And they stopped me from singing more other people's songs than mine. And they say, man, them people don't even know you. All they want to say is, oh, that guy who sung, what his name, who sung Sam Cooke's song? He was great. And so they broke me out of that. And I start singing my own song. Sometimes I sing other people's songs because I love them. And we've been together, and I learned from them, and they are my ancestors. And those guys, you can't believe those guys in the beginning. Man, man, man. So great. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it from the man himself, the legendary, the idol himself, Herman Hipson. So y'all make sure y'all go download his music. Make sure y'all follow him on Facebook as well. And, hey, he old school, so he don't have Instagram. He got an Instagram, but he don't be on it like that. But, hey, maybe I might help him get on it a little time or two. But this man been in the making for a long time. So, hey, y'all make sure y'all Google his name and make sure y'all play his music because he is the king of music now.
Oh, baby, you sounded me real good.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to go ahead and play some music and... Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned right here on 107.3 WMQP-FM. Let's see what we're gonna play.
Up on my bush, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back. It seemed like I get so much and don't get nothing back. I really thought it was love, but that's so fucking whack. Always get caught up in love, but I am done with that. I can't get caught up in love, so now I'm, yeah. Flexing on my exes and my model ex. Pretty little skinny little bitty body model ex. Some of y'all ain't never had no real big tennis shows. I keep it 100 from my head down to my toes. Back up on my bush, back up on the move. Touchdown in my hometown, got nothing to lose. I am on my own now, I am in control now. I need you to go now, I can fix my own crown. Back up on my bush, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back, yeah.
Seeing you with your ex, I see you still about your old ways. Might just see him for the weekend, you say that's a cold play. I be feeling triggered, I don't know how to let it go. Really, you ain't kissing, I know I'm too emotional, ay. Putting me through it, he's the only thing that's been getting me through it. He be coming through with it, and I hope you cool with it. I just met your roommate, put him on my to-do list. Doing me, back up on some new shit, everything in between. I'm out here, I'm getting stupid, I'm done being exclusive. And you know the truth is that this nigga is useless. I'm back
on my
hoosh.
Back up on the scene, out here acting foolish, like I'm 17. I just bought a new whip, don't need gasoline. I just seen your new bitch, it boosts my self-esteem. Back up on my bush, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. I'm fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back, yeah.
Johnny Big Redemption Life. No, I'm talking about. Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out the way, get the f*** up out my way, yeah.
Yeah.
You either with me or against me, though. You either with me or...
Wait.
Win. Win, 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 win.
Yeah.
Curve everything else. Win, 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 win.
Win.
These ops ain't lit.
Mommy.
Win, 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 win. Start chasing that chip.
Yes, we were live right here at 107.3 WMQP FM, and I am so thankful that your boy, our legendary Herman Hitson. This man been around James Brown, you name it, all the legends that live from the 40s, 50s, and 60s on up, he was able to open up for these acts and do amazing things with these artists and able to live to tell the story. And that's the importance about that. That is very important. Very important.
Baby, it's Lady Soul. I called and I had something really important I want to tell you.
All right, that is my key right there, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for me to skedaddle. I kind of ran over the time, but I will be back. And love you, smooches. Hope you enjoyed the interview. I hope you enjoyed the story of your history. Actually, that was history in the making right here on 107.3 WMQP FM, baby. Yes.